Hi, everybody. It's time for your land and livestock report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, according to an annual survey of beekeepers, it looks like winter hit U.S. honeybees hard with the highest loss rate yet. The annual nationwide survey by the Bee Informed Partnership found over 37% of honeybee colonies died this past winter, nearly 9 percentage points higher than the average winter loss. The survey of nearly 4,700 beekeepers managing more than 300,000 colonies goes back some 13 years and is conducted by bee experts at the University of Maryland, Auburn University, as well as several other colleges nationwide. Now, keep in mind, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, those little honeybees pollinate $15 billion worth of U.S. food crops. One-third of the human diet comes from pollinators, including native wild bees and other animals, many of which are also in trouble, they say. Now, year-to-year bee colony losses, which include calculations for summer, were nearly 41% higher than normal, but not a record high. Now, for more than a decade, bees have been in trouble, with scientists blaming mites, diseases, pesticides, and loss of food. Read more at aginfo.net. That's a look at your land and livestock report. I'm Russell Nemitz.